Oh, it's Cody Goff and Craig Collins here on WGN Radio, filling in for Matt Bubala for the last half hour of our three-hour extravaganza.
Yep, it's been an extravaganza.
It's been extravagant, to be sure.
Sword swallowing, a bunch of stuff happened.
And yeah, a lot of things have happened. Yeah, check out the WGN Radio Facebook page for some fun little video of what transpired just a couple hours ago. You will be floored, I can promise you that. And you can follow me on Twitter at Producer Cody. Craig is on there.
I'm WGN Craig Collins. WGN.
The
Craig C.
We've got our Twitters open right now. And you can text us or give us a call at 312-981-7200 for the last little bit of our program. And what I thought we would do is, you know, on this station, we talk a lot about podcasts. You hear a lot about podcasts these days. Roger, what would you say, how would you define podcast?
Podcasts. Well, they would be...
You could say anything in that voice, and anyone will believe you. That perfect radio voice got. You really... I know it sounds like I'm just blowing smoke, but the way you... Podcast.
No, I know. I like how subtly he said the word podcast to you while he thought about it.
I
felt like we were at a spelling
bee. Thoughtful. I was being thoughtful. Podcasts would be audio files of varying lengths.
Wow.
Mainly shorter than, say, a three-hour radio program.
Sure.
Probably a half an hour to an hour long, covering different subjects. Not like you have covered tonight, various subjects. But we have many here on WGN Radio. We have a political podcast. We have a legal podcast.
Oh, I like what you're getting into right now, Roger. I've been working a lot with the WGN Plus world the last couple months, which has been really nice because I now work 9 to 5, which is kind of lovely. But beyond that, we, like you just said, have a variety of different shows that are being on-demand content that you can get at WGNradio.com. And then you just click on the WGN Plus tab. You got legal shows.
Right, but before we get into that...
Go ahead.
But panning back out. No. I didn't mean to cut either of you off, but...
Right.
That definition, that's a long definition.
It is.
It's hard to package, right?
Right.
Hard to package what a podcast is?
Don't you think?
It's an audio recording of interesting subjects.
What about just calling it like an internet radio show?
But it's not really a show necessarily.
Exactly. And this is what I want to talk about is we talk about podcasts a lot on WGN Radio, and I've been on panels at – I was on a panel at the Chicago Comic and Entertainment
Expo.
You're a fancy
man. You panel a lot.
Thank you. Last year at C2E2 on how to improve your podcast, and a bunch of people showed up that didn't do podcasts. They didn't want tips on how to make their podcast better. They wanted to know, what is a podcast and how do I listen? So I just wanted to kind of –
Yeah, we just want to educate the world a little bit.
I wanted to give a little podcast 101, and this might seem kind of basic to some listeners, but to some other listeners – they may think, wow, I'm glad that this is being explained a bit better. And Roger, I mean, you nailed it. A podcast is basically an audio file of a program that someone has created. But there's a lot of different definitions. Like, there's a show, let's say, Bill Burr's Monday Morning Podcast.
Sure.
Comedian Bill Burr's got a podcast. Every Monday, he releases an hour of – basically, if it was on WGN, it would be the Bill Burr Show. But it's not. It's the Bill Burr podcast because you can only get it on your private device, let's say.
My private device sounds interesting.
Yes, it does. It's, you know, it comes from iPod, right? iPodcast. I'm broadcasting to a person's portable device, and that's where that comes from. So,
wow, I just learned that. Sorry, keep going.
Little etymology.
Well, can I also equate it to there are many community colleges, even some regular universities.
I don't know if I like where this is going.
Have well,
he's going to say that we sound like college.
He
radio.
Did.
No. They
go
offer
ahead,
a wide variety of different one-off classes.
Right.
On it could be flower arranging. It could be. Drawing, it could be anything.
You're talking about something, a hyper-focused class.
Yeah, very hyper-focused.
Sure.
Sometimes it's one class for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, or it's a series of 6 classes. They're very short. They don't last a whole semester. It's not like you're back in school.
Right, no.
And it's things that you can pick through a catalog of, oh, I'm interested in learning that, or I'm interested in hearing about that. And that's what podcasting is, because you can go on any number of audio delivery systems, iHeartRadio, Apple iTunes, on WGN Plus.
Yeah, they should go there.
You can go all these places, WGN Radio Plus.
Mostly WGN Plus, yeah.
WGN Plus.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
And kind of go through the catalog, because it's all on the main page there.
You go,
I might want to listen to this, or I might want to listen to that. And then at your leisure,
as somebody else on the station always says, at your leisure, bro,
you can listen to the podcast. You could stop it. You could pause it at any time. Listen to it later.
Well, just like with television now, how there's Netflix, there's Hulu, there's all that stuff out there for you to go watch what you want, when you want. It's on demand. It's an on-demand world to get, as Roger is saying, as specific of a show, or maybe we can't call it a show.
As an specific interest.
Information as you want to find.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And speaking to those podcatchers is actually the name of something like the iTunes Store, or there are other apps like iHeartRadio is another one where you can listen. And a podcatcher is basically like if you open the podcasts app on your iPhone. Or there's an app called Stitcher on Android. It's kind of the top Android podcatcher app. You can go there and you open this app, you search for a podcast, and most major podcasts you can find in this directory. And once you've pulled it up in this app, you can hit subscribe
to it.
And that is how you listen regularly.
That's the best way to listen, because then you can just forget about it and it's all on your phone later.
Mm-hmm.
And again, WGN Plus is a really good place to start for content.
And we're going to get there. Yes, basically.
We've already got there several times.
But now we're going to focus on it,
because
you are the expert on WGN
Plus. Right now I'm working with a lot of the shows. Guth and Hubke on Politics is one I'd recommend very, very strongly to anyone that wants to check out WGN Plus podcasts. It's great. It's a little bit more of the adult language, too. So you get to see a different side of some people that maybe you hear on WGN Radio in a different way.
Is it censored?
No, it is not, which is very cool about WGN Plus, that some of the content doesn't need to be censored. It's being put out in the form it's being created.
Hang on now. I was told that I need to have clean...
Well, you might not have the approvals from the iTunes and the places, and then your podcast would be taken down, but a select few of our podcasts are not forced into those rules.
Because we're not broadcast, so
that's correct.
Beholden to FCC.
Another really great political show is The Mincing Rascals, which John Williams is hosting, and that's, you know, Eric Zorn does that, Scott Stantis is on that. It's a really good podcast as well. There's a lot of WGN Plus content out
there.
There's
a really great lifestyle podcast I've heard about called Game Life Balance.
I've heard of Game Life Balance. It's very, very good. Who's the host of that again?
It's hosted by, I think, Cody Goff.
Oh, I've heard about that guy.
He sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's not so bad, huh? And what's the Game Life Balance podcast all about?
It's about how adults can enjoy their lives and do things like work and raise families and still have fun with their hobbies.
We're doing this so well. We're promoting ourselves so well right now.
Well,
there's also a television podcast, Cody, if you want to talk about one.
What's that? Isn't that called You've Binge Challenged?
That is correct. You've Binge Challenged. The premise of the show is that the host binge watches a TV show, since we all binge watch stuff these days, and then he talks to a guest about it.
Who's that the host of that show, Craig?
That's me, Craig Collins.
It's Craig Collins?
Yeah, it's an excellent show for anyone. I feel weird even just saying that. I like my show, but you don't have to. There's a lot of content on WGN Plus. Technori is a very interesting podcast if you're interested in the startup world or the tech world at all. I would hate to continue to recommend them to you, but WGNradio.com, click on the little top of the page, you see WGN Plus, and you'll have it all listed right there. It's
and
very, very
this
exciting.
Isn't just a total shameless.
No, it is. It's completely a shameless
chance
promotion
for us to promote our WGN Plus podcasts. I really did want to kind of just explain a little bit what it is.
Okay.
Because podcasting is a newer media form.
Well, it's something that seems to really be taking off. I think that 312-981-7200, if you want to call in and recommend a podcast, any podcast, we'll take that recommendation. Or text us. But I think it's something that a lot of people are now listening to. It's happening. It's growing. I think I read somewhere that 3 out of 5 people have listened to a podcast this month, although 7 out of 8 stats are made up on the spot, but I'm pretty sure that it's something like that, like in the last month.
9 out of 10 stats in this show definitely
right,
are.
For sure. Now, I think like 60% of people have listened to some kind of podcast in the
last
month.
So it's growing, and I think WGN's doing a pretty good job of offering both our quality radio content with, you know, quality newscasters such as Roger Badish, in addition to our more specialized WGN Plus content. And then the cool thing is, you know, and I've been in this, you know, before they let me on the air here, I started my own podcast. Was a video game podcast I did with my friend. And every week we would talk about some new games we were playing, and it was great. And I just put it out on my website, and you could subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher and all these other places. Then WGN Plus came around. I was rebranding to Game Life Balance. We got picked up there, and now you can check out my podcast there. So I'm there every couple weeks. We post a new episode. Craig's got stuff on there, and there's so much talent at this station beyond the surface level.
It's overflowing.
It is overflowing.
Right.
I was going to say below the surface level.
Okay,
and now
right.
You're saying overflowing.
Our
analogies are clashing. We're going for the same
below the surface level.
We're going for the same thing,
it's splurging.
But there's too much water.
Right.
I don't
There's
know how
a lot
to,
of water in there.
How to handle it. So anyway, if you do have questions, you should, you know, tweet at me or send emails, things like that, and we will help you listen to these things.
Amen. But, I think we explained it really well. I liked Roger's definition a lot.
I liked it too.
Yeah. Way
it's
to go,
good.
Raj.
Thanks, Raj.
Gee, thanks, guys.
It's a really uplifting show tonight. I think we're going to take a commercial
I would
break.
Do a podcast, but I'm
oh,
too listening to... Too busy listening to everybody else's podcast.
It's hard.
I don't have time to do a podcast.
It is actually hard to keep up. I've learned.
Yeah,
I've learned, and my podcast is also part of a podcast network called the Gunna Geek Network. It's at gunnageek.com, and there's a bunch of geeky podcasts there that are specialized that are probably even too geeky for WGN Radio, but they go like deep into really cool nerd content. So like if you're a fan of a certain Marvel comic TV show, for example, like there'll be a whole podcast dedicated to that.
I'm a fan of a lot of those TV shows.
Yeah, you should be a guest on those, on some of those. I think your podcast should be a part of
By the way, right now those TV shows are great. Flash specifically, but a lot of these superhero shows are really good.
Yeah.
They're all really great. You should watch any of them. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't know, Roger, are you watching any of these shows right now?
You know what? I am so far behind because...
That's okay. There's so many
the
of them.
The problem is I'll be watching them regular. Well, first of all, my nights, I have trouble seeing them that night, and then it costs to watch it on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
All right. So, but, you know, $2 to watch it, no big deal. So I'll stay with it for a little while. Then I'll start thinking, wow, this is just falling off the wagon. So I won't watch it for a while.
Oh,
then I'll hear about an episode.
Okay.
And
Grodd,
then jump
Grodd
back into
just
it.
Attacked the Flash on the last episode of The Flash. A giant monkey named Grodd just attacked the superhero.
That was from last season.
No, that was this last episode. It
right,
was
so
amazing.
He came back.
No, Grodd is back.
Came back. All
Any
right.
time that you put a giant, you know, computerized
Talking,
monkey. Telepathic. He
telepathic,
doesn't actually talk. Yeah.
Right. Telepathic.
That's
super
the best
brilliant.
TV show you can make.
Yeah, I know. Now... I'm kind of hooked on Legion.
Okay, Legion's good. That's X-Men.
I've
FX.
Heard good things. I've heard
yeah.
good things.
Yeah.